Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. This month, news reporter Michael Kuhn talked with some of the staff at Open Door Health Services.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, and if you don't have insurance, now is the time to sign up. If you don't know how or where to start, Open Door Health Services may be able to help. From now until February 15th, licensed navigators are on hand daily to help anyone sign up for health insurance. Navigator Marla Asbury says that they stay true to the name and really do keep an open door to those who need help at no charge.
We will help anyone that comes to us. It doesn't, you know, they do not have to be our patients. And we have helped a lot of people that are not patients here at Open Door.
Navigators like Asbury can take you through the process of signing up or adjusting your healthcare plan step by step, or simply explain your options and let you decide on your own time.
We actually assist them with that application process on the website, and then we show them all of the plans, and then they make their decision.
However, there are still some people who are skeptical of turning to the marketplace for health insurance. Another navigator, Lakita Brown, has an important message for those people.
Knowing about the Affordable Care Act and what it means to them or for them and their household is very important, whether they decide to utilize that benefit or not. It is good to have the information, the knowledge base about the Affordable Care Act and what it means for them.
Open Door will continue this service until the open enrollment period ends on February 15th. For more information or to set up an appointment, call 765-286-7000 or visit their website. In Muncie, Michael Kuhn.
You can listen to Community Connection anytime on our website, indianapublicradio.org, and join us again for the next Community Connection here on Indiana Public Radio.